This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University President Jack Thomas was in Idaho Thursday for a job interview. He was asked about the recent unrest at Western. Thomas is a finalist in the search for the next president of Boise State University. He spoke during a forum for faculty members about his leadership experience and what he would do if chosen to lead Boise State. He then took questions from the audience. Thomas was asked about the recent no-confidence vote against Western's administration and the strike authorization vote taken by faculty. Thomas detailed the financial hardships Western has experienced, including the two-year state budget impasse and declines in student enrollment. He says the Board of Trustees charged him with three tasks.
One was to make sure that we kept the doors of the university open. Two was to make sure that we made payroll. And three was to make sure that we didn't affect the quality of the kind of education that we're known to provide for our students.
He says that required the university to spend down its reserves, cut departments, lay off employees, reduce salaries, and impose furloughs. Thomas says the vote of no confidence was taken by the faculty, who are members of the University Professionals of Illinois. He chalked up the vote as a strategic move by the union.
And there was a vote of no confidence in the entire administration, not just me, but the entire administration. No one was named, which is symbolic, to try to get the contract approved.
UPI has been negotiating with the administration over a new employee contract for the last 18 months. Thomas told the crowd that the union wants raises and a number of other enhancements that the university can't afford. He then held up his hand toward the audience with his finger and thumb positioned about an inch apart.
And I can't say it here in public because we're still working. We're just that close to getting an agreement.
UPI says it wants a fair contract from the university, one that helps them attract and retain qualified faculty. The union and the university held a sidebar meeting Thursday afternoon. That's when they talk without the mediator. They're scheduled to meet again on Tuesday. The union filed notice of its intent to strike with the state labor board last week, giving it the ability to call for a strike if it desires. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.